Welcome to another episode of the Salty Nerd Podcast. Today, we are starting August Bites. Every year in August, we dedicate the entire month to things that chomp. This was the birth child, the brain child. What do you call it? The brain child. Birth child. That's weird.
Birthing
the person. The birthing person child of Jude, our resident ambassador Vestergen.
Hello!
Hello. August Bites is pretty much your month.
Yeah.
It's all you. It was your birthday month.
Yeah.
And then we were just like, let's do like shark movies and werewolf movies and vampire movies and all that stuff. So here we are.
This is the one time of year that you guys don't fight me on weird things that I want to watch.
Sharknado's a tough one for me, though.
I know.
I'm like, please don't. Anything but that.
I'll make you a snack.
Well, you are making her watch Meg 2.
Mm-hmm. If I can get these freaking books read fast enough.
Yeah. We have a deal.
Yeah.
You want to bring the audience in on your deal?
If you have listened to our show ever, you know I hate the Meg movie, but I love the series of books. So they really want me, the guys really want me to watch the sequel to the Meg that's coming out soon. And I said, absolutely fucking not. I will not even watch the trailer. But I told Alex if he reads the first two books, so encompassing the first and second movie, that I will watch the second movie.
Yeah, but we have a problem that I just learned about last night.
What?
We can't review the Meg 2 without doing the Meg 1.
Don't fucking push me.
We've never reviewed the first one on the show, and so? I thought we had. But Alex pointed out to me last night, it's like, nope, we've never watched the first Meg. Nope. So I'm trying to like understand why we're even having this fight because we never even bothered to watch the first one.
Oh, so it's off the table?
I remember watching the movie, but we never reviewed it. So why did I watch
it? God damn it, V. Shut up.
So
you ask for too much. Honestly, we can review the Meg. It's just going to be me like raging the whole time. And it will probably end with me flipping the fucking table.
Why do you hate it so much?
I've already talked about it so much.
I don't understand.
And honestly, I want Kadish to work really hard to get Jason Statham on the show so that I can tell him exactly what I think of him too.
So long story short, Jude was a huge fan of the book. She loved the books. And then she went and saw the movie, and the movie was so different from the books and so bad that it literally crushed her spirit.
First of all, it's a terrible movie. Second of all, they changed so much from the books that it's pretty much unrecognizable from the books, and there was nothing for me to like. The shark doesn't even look good. The only thing that was the same is that there is a character with the same name, and there is a Meg.
Yeah, the character that Jason Statham plays in the movie is very different from Jason Statham in the books.
Yeah, he's a fucking action star in
movie. He's like an older submarine captain in the book.
He's a retired military scholar in the book.
And they turned him into Jason Statham. And in this next movie,
fucking the Meg on crank.
He's riding a jet ski on a wave.
Stop telling me about
spear,
it. Stop telling me about
charging
it.
Charging down a Meg.
Don't pantomime it.
In the slow motion.
It is
glorious. I don't want to know.
But anyway, what's funny is like we had a talk with James Madigan, who was the second unit action director on the original Meg. And he loved working with Jason Statham because Jason Statham was like a pro like swimmer, like he was a like athlete.
Any of those movies, those actors have to spend.
That would be why I watched the Meg to begin with, because we had that interview.
It was a long time ago.
So I gotta go kill that guy too now.
Anyway.
Well, if the audience wants to go check out our interview with James Madigan, it was actually a really good interview. Like he worked on
Transformers.
I think his first movie.
Oh, Snake Eyes.
Well, yeah, let me.
Sorry.
his first movie was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
And he has some fantastic behind the scenes stories about
that.
Yeah,
that was really entertaining.
And he's actually working on a movie right now with Josh Hartnett, who was just in Oppenheimer. Apparently, he's getting rave reviews for Oppenheimer. So it's going to be his actual directorial debut instead of doing second unit.
Oh, nice.
Good for him.
Oh, we got to get him back on then.
And he's also directing a movie called The Beast, which is about the president's limo. It's kind of like Die Hard in a limo.
Nice.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It sounds really cool.
Fine.
But he did all the second unit action stuff on the first Meg, I believe.
Anyway, today's podcast is going to be about a movie that we were excited for.
We've been so excited. excited to watch this movie for like a month.
You guys have just been walking around just saying the title.
I know. It's such a good title.
It's a great title.
Yeah. Alex, should we tell everyone why Vader looks so weird today?
He's sick, so we told him not to come here.
Stay away. Plague boy. Yeah, he's already chugged like a half bottle of Dayquil.
Yeah. We were like,
do you need another dose?
He's like, guys, I don't know, man. I feel really shitty today, but I think I might be able to make it tomorrow. I'm like, no, you're not.
He's like, I feel worse than when I had COVID.
Yeah. Don't say that. We're gonna get demonetized.
Already too late.
Yeah. Don't say the C word.
All right, Jude.
Yeah.
Tell us about Black Demon.
2023, The Black Demon, rated R with a runtime of 1 hour 40 minutes. I couldn't find the budget, but it had a box office bring home, which I guess just means that it was sold to the platform for $2.7 million.
They sold the rights to this movie for $2.7 million?
That's my assumption.
Yikes.
I would have sold it for like $5.
It looks like they made it for about $1 million.
So yeah.
It's probably a profit.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ready?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay. Josh Lucas incites the curse of El Demonio Negro by turning a blind eye toward his company's safety failures upon an oil rig. When the company sends him on a suicide mission to inspect the ruin, his family accompanies him, only to find the town and the rig are not what they were 15 years ago when the oil company began its business there. Once upon the rig, they find that oil has been leaking into the ocean, the electricity and radio are out, there's a literal ticking bomb attached to the rig, most of the crew is dead, and it gets worse. There's a megalodon shark attacking them that Lolok, the god of not fucking up the planet, called forth, and the only way to stop it is to make the ultimate sacrifice. Discuss.
I want that hour snore. And 40 minutes of my life.
Snore.
That's what I want. Wanted more Black Demon in the Black Demon movie.
Yeah.
It was mostly Josh Lucas is a family man, and then he's a bad guy, and then he gets his story arc, and then he redeems himself.
It was such a sudden story arc, too.
Yeah.
It was like, he's a nice family guy. And I even commented very early in this movie. I was like, the family dynamic in this movie is really good.
Yeah.
Like the brother-sister dynamic, the husband and wife dynamic. I'm like, these people, I like these people.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it was super sudden. They were like, oh, by the way, this guy that we've just built up for the past 20 minutes that you like, he's a dog shit human being.
Yeah.
And he sucks. And I'm like, what? But
what?
He's the main character.
Yeah. Is he not the hero? No, he is.
He's still a hero.
He is. But he just has to become a piece of shit first.
I'm like, what? And there was not enough shark in this movie.
No.
If you put a stopwatch on the amount of time that this shark actually had screen time, how much would you give it?
7.5 seconds.
Five minutes, most.
5 minutes? That's a lot.
Probably 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Most of like the shark terrorizing and attacking just shows up in the movie as body parts floating in the water.
Yeah.
But you can't see it because of all the oil in the water.
Which I thought was a clever way of like hiding their shitty CGI.
Kadish was coming up with like, oh, there must be a portal. Oh, they must be hallucinating. Yeah. And we were like, what? How'd you get that? And then the movie ends. We were like, oh, none of that shit.
We should point out that the megalodon shark is basically a supernatural creature that's summoned by the Aztec god of the sea.
Lolok.
And this shark has magic powers that can make you hallucinate before it kills you.
There was so much in this movie that didn't need to be there.
Yeah, but it was.
So it's a magic shark.
It's a magic shark. No.
All the Lolok stuff was just a bunch of.
Yeah, no, it's a magic shark. And basically, like, the very first victim in the movie hallucinates, which gives the shark time to sneak up on him and eat him.
As if that shark needed
right?
Like an extra something to make him sneak up.
Just use your
swimming
you're
technique.
You're a 75-foot giant shark.
Yeah.
Just eat him.
Yeah.
You don't need like, ooh, jellyfish.
They're neon.
Well, here's the thing though. So like the whole gag of this movie is that the shark is the revenge of the angry god. And so like it's not just enough to like kill the people who have wronged the earth. You have to make them suffer first.
He gave them enough time to plant a bomb.
But the oil company planted the bomb because they wanted to frame Josh Lucas for like the oil spill and the economic disaster,
scapegoat,
the ecological disaster that was out there. But the thing about Lelouch is that the reason he allowed Josh Lucas's character to make it to the oil rig instead of just having like the black demon eat him on the way there is because he wanted to, you know, punish him. And so, like, you know, like the whole thing about, like, you know, putting his family in danger and, like, you know, going through, like, having to face, like, what he did, like, that was part of the punishment. And only after all that was over could they, like, kill him off. So.
Snooze.
Yeah, it was boring.
I actually liked the movie.
Really?
I enjoyed the act of watching it with you guys because I kept expecting it to get better. And then it ended. And I was like, oh.
I sent Alex a text. I go, there's 20 minutes left in this movie and the shark's eating two people.
Yeah, yeah. The body count's real low.
Yeah.
Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, like, in the original Jaws, the shark didn't eat a whole lot of people either. So, like, to me, it wasn't about the body count necessarily or even about the shark. Like, I liked the character dynamics. I liked the fact that, like, we had this interesting main character and, like, you know, like, the family felt real. And, you know, there was, like, there were actual characters in this movie.
I liked Inez. Being a horror movie. Inez was a fucking badass. She's Josh Lucas's wife.
Mm, oh, yeah.
And she's, like, breaking bottles and fending off, like, Mexican attackers.
And Alex is over here and he's like, oh, yeah, I like the brown lady.
Oh, my God. She called him daddy at one point. I was like, do it again.
I didn't buy into any of these characters, guys.
I didn't buy into the husband. The husband... Josh Lucas overacted a lot in this movie. And like we said, his character went from like kind of like cool, decent human being, nice dad with a job to complete like rage lunatic. Like yeah. He was like screaming at his wife.
He was like grabbing her, shaking her, and screaming in her face. Like, and we were like, where did this come from?
Yeah. I thought every single character in this movie was a stereotype. From the annoying kids to the little brother to the wife. To the overacting, terribly acted dad. I couldn't stand him. Even the people in the bar, it's like, hey guys, let me go talk to this girl. And he goes over there and, hey man, where's your husband? Or whatever the hell he said.
I don't see no husband around now. Yeah.
It was Do you all see the children ridiculous. That I propagated what with him? What was the
comment you made last night about
the dialogue about, was written.
The dialogue and how bad it was.
The dialogue was written by somebody who didn't speak Spanish. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because.
Didn't speak Spanish or English?
Spanish.
Okay.
Because I'm watching this and I'm like, the Spanish people, the things that they're saying, they don't sound like things of people that I've hung out with here. Yeah.
They knew the word cabron.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, cabron is like a white person's idea of what a Spanish insult is.
Yeah.
Like, you go hang out with a bunch of Mexican dudes, they're probably not going to call you cabron. They're going to call you like 17 other swear words.
Yeah.
But all they knew how to say in this movie was, okay, cabron, whatever you say, cabron.
I'm like, a big ass shot, cabron.
I'm like, this movie is made by a white person.
I do a lot of auditions for, like, with scripts that were written by people that don't speak English.
Yeah.
And it's super obvious. So this is a testament to, like, if you're using actors who are portraying actors who speak their native language, you should have someone on the staff that...
Or just let the actor, hey, this is kind of what I want you to say. Yeah. This is the idea. Ad lib something that says the same thing, but use your native tongue. Because, the dialogue was super clunky a lot of the time, especially when they were speaking Spanish. And I was just like, this is nonsense.
I had to say the other day, I am going to send the coordinates to you to the base of where you are at the camp.
Well, you know, the thing about this movie, though, it's obviously a low-budget movie.
Yeah.
They probably spent most of their money on Josh Lucas.
With his weird shark tattoo.
And yeah, that tattoo was strange. It was like
I had to look it up.
It was like a hammerhead shark fucking a dolphin.
Is that real? Or did they give his character like a weird old shark tattoo?
Did you find out?
It's real.
It's a real tattoo? Yeah. And they just left it there?
Yep.
Wow. You must really like sharks.
Well, he is Ocean Master. Oh, wait. That's the other Josh Lucas.
Is that Patrick Wilson?
Yeah.
They're the same person.
They are the same person. It's like
I keep sending pictures of both actors to Tom, and he's like, "I don't see it." I'm like, "You're a conspiracy, Tom."
They are doppelgangers
for sure.
But this movie, it was obviously a low budget, and I think that they used that budget well. You know, like
sure.
The whole thing about like, oh, there's not enough shark in here. Well, it's like they only had enough money for like a certain amount of shark and underwater stuff.
I will say, having the oil in the water to kind of like murk up the visuals. If you don't have a budget for a good looking shark, that's a good way to hide your bad shark. I get that.
How Jaws 1 did it.
Exactly. Yeah. We don't have the budget, this is not going to look realistic. So we have to do something creative to make it look different.
I guarantee you, we all know people online that could probably do better CGI effects with whatever basic program they have on their computer right now.
I think
so. I don't buy into the fact that, oh, they didn't have a budget and they just, you know, whatever. I don't buy into that anymore, because there's programs out there and people that know how to make these things better than these movie studios do. Bad special effects, I don't give a pass anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't feel like the special effects in here were bad. I just feel like they're like, you don't really understand how much
it costs. I don't understand
to do these special effects. So like, I think that they use their budget well for this movie. But I mean, it's not like an Asylum movie where they just get like that AR app on your phone that just puts the shark in there. But like the shark actually looked pretty decent, I thought.
It looked all right in the one shot that we actually got to see the whole thing. Most of it was just like swimming past the camera quickly in like murky water. And you're like, oh, there's a shark.
I think that's a good way to do shark movies.
It could, but it wasn't scary enough because they didn't do anything else to make it scary. It was just like, you're in the water. There's some like generic action music.
You know what it needed?
What? It needed better music. Exactly. Yeah. It needed better music to make it scarier.
So, Alex, there was a part in this movie where you got really excited when you recognized an actor from a better movie.
What? Remind me. I don't remember.
The guy from Nacho Libre.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah!
Nacho! Chocolito!
It was just some random boat guy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that's the guy from Nacho Libre. And they're like, Jack Black? I'm like, no, not Jack Black. The other guy. And sure enough, we looked at it on the because what is it? Prime has like the cast on the side or whatever, has X-rayed thing or whatever that you can see who's playing in it. And I was like, it is him. I haven't seen him in a movie since Nacho Libre, so I'm glad that he's out still, you know, working. Hopefully, he gets more stuff.
I don't know how much he got paid for this.
I
don't know.
I mean, he looks like he might have just showed up one day.
Yeah, he was like, "Is this okay?" And they were like, "That's perfect,
perfect,
buddy.
Bro.
Yeah,
you fit the bill.
Yeah,
like, okay." But yeah, no, it was cool to see him. It was interesting because I literally just watched Nacho Libre with my kids like 3 days before this.
Oh, you did? Yeah. I think I've seen it once.
It's a good movie.
Is it though?
So another part of this movie, which I thought was probably the worst scene in the movie, but Josh Lucas and his wife have a young teenage daughter who is very sassy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And apparently she is an expert chemist as well.
She is fucking MacGyver.
Because she basically
watched a lot of YouTube.
Yeah, she finds this raft, and the guy who's been stuck on the oil rig, he's like, oh no, we can't use that. It's got holes in it. And so like she figures out a way to bake their own acetane to like plug up all the holes in the raft to get away from the...
You're not explaining this correctly. So what she does is she's like, I know how to make adhesive, and all we need is some rubber and some adhesive, and we can patch all these holes. Uh-huh. So what she does is she takes her...
Styrofoam.
And
acetone.
Acetone, which apparently they just have buckets of acetone at this place for whatever reason.
And where did they get all the styrofoam?
From the life vests. From inside the life vests. Remember they cut them open and took the styrofoam?
They actually set that up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she gets a big metal pot, she puts all the styrofoam in it, and then she pours the acetone in it and then mixes it. And we're sitting here going, what?
Yeah, we were like, I was like, I don't really think that's how that works. We looked it up.
I Googled it as we were watching the movie.
That is 100% how that works.
100%. They said styrofoam and acetone mixed together can make a very effective adhesive. And I'm like,
now we know.
Wow.
If I'm ever trapped on an oil rig with a megalodon circling, I know how to get out.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was is that she attributed her knowledge of how to do this to her nail polish.
Well, because you have to use acetone to take nail polish off. So she must have like looked up what acetone is used for and like saw it somewhere on a TikTok or something and been like, oh, that's neat. File that one away.
TikTok
or something. Those young whippersnappers watching those videos.
Well, it would have been nice if they'd actually showed that in the movie. But it
would have been.
Your headcanon makes sense.
I mean, I guess I could see that.
But yeah, she's watching TikTok. She's into nails.
She was doing her nails a bunch.
Right.
She brought nail polish on vacation.
Right. Now, she even looked at her nail polish. She said, I knew this would come in handy one day. Well, she walked away to go do the job. Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
It would have been interesting if, like, while they were at the bar, the kid was like watching his tablet, and there was like an episode of MacGyver where he did that, and the sister's just watching over
his
shoulders.
Listen, don't try to make this movie better. It's not worth your time.
But
I just went, okay, whatever. Acetone. Cool.
So there's a scene in this movie where basically, so Josh Lucas has to go to this oil rig to do an inspection because that's his job at the oil company.
They sent him on a suicide mission.
Well, he doesn't know that yet. But yeah. So he's traveling with his family and they're doing like kind of like a family vacation. So like they're on their way to.
They're doing like the remember when we made this one tour.
Yeah. So the plan is to stay at a hotel at this like little town and then go to like another town that like her mom that the wife grew up in. And have like a little like family vacation type thing. And when he gets to the town that they were going to stay in, it's like all run down. It's like really seedy and sketchy. And so like he's like, okay, I'm going to go out to the rig. I'm going to do the inspection. It'll take like maybe like 3-4 hours tops. You guys wait here at the bar and, you know, we'll come back. And then he like pays the bartender a couple hundred bucks to like watch over his family. And then he like leaves.
That bartender didn't do shit.
And also right. like as, you know, as a responsible.
As he's leaving, hoodlums walk in.
Well, as a responsible adult, I'd be like, okay, why don't you drive the kids to the next town and I'll take a cab and catch up with you.
Yeah.
Because he just leaves them in this like really shady bar. And already they had like a weird confrontation with like the local thugs. You know, so I'm like, what kind of guy just leaves his wife and kids behind in this shady place? Like,
that piece of shit.
But I'll tell you what, though, to justify the fact that his family had to end up on that oil rig at some point, the way they did it, it's like the only way they could have done it.
It was the only way.
You want to explain like how they did it?
So he leaves. He goes to the oil rig. He's like, I've got this job to do. I'll be back in a few hours. It shouldn't take long.
The company like calls them while they're at the bar, and they're like, you have to get out there now.
Yeah,
there's a guy waiting at the dock for you. He's going to take his boat out, go down there right now. And Josh Lucas is like in his like nicies with his like leather shoes.
It's burgundy.
Okay.
It's a burgundy shirt. Remember he said that in the movie?
Burgundy nicies.
Yeah.
And if you're watching the video, I'm gesturing to my outfit as like, this is my nice shit I'm wearing. But he's like wearing his like super nice shoes. Like he's not in oil rig regalia.
He's an office worker and he's being sent down there and he's like, it's really weird. They're hammering me to go out to this place.
Honestly.
Which is a hint as to.
If it's part of your job description to go inspect an oil rig, you should be dressed for the part or at least have it in your fucking duffel.
You're worked with a lot of people in the industrial field, and as soon as they get a desk job, you'll never see them in that type of uniform ever again.
Fair enough.
Polos and nice pants.
Fair enough.
And you're like, what happened to you? I got myself a desk job.
Where's his scuba gear?
That's all in the rig. He's not going to haul that stuff across international borders to go take it out to the oil rig. They have it all there. It's already there.
The grossest part of this movie is when the other guy had to spit. Dude,
you should have seen her when that guy spit in his goggles.
No, it was so gross.
She almost threw up. It was amazing.
Well, what's funny is like that little bit there, that little scene.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said.
That little scene is a throwback to Jaws because Richard Dreyfuss says the same thing.
Yeah, I don't have any spit. That's true. That is a reference to Jaws. I forgot about that.
Spitting? It's my kryptonite. If you spit in front of me, I will throw up. I dare you. I would love to lose a few pounds. Do you want to bulimia me? Just start spitting around me, and I will throw up.
He's all nasally over here. You're like, oh, I got perfect one for you. What about that scene in Titanic when Jack is teaching freaking Rose how to like hawk a loogie?
I cannot watch that.
You never hawk loogies off of bridges?
When I was a little girl, my older sister was babysitting me and three other girls. They were triplets. We were all in the same house, obviously. And I was locked in a room with two of the triplets, and my sister and the other triplet were on the other side of the door holding the door shut, and we were doing this game like, oh, we're not going to let you out. And one of the sisters was sitting over a mirror, and she kept hawking and loogieing but then sucking it back up.
Oh, yeah.
And I threw up. And now, forever, I will throw up.
Wow.
So that is just fucking gross and disgusting, and please don't talk about it anymore.
So Jude can't go scuba diving then. Okay,
if that's what it takes, I'll never.
So they sent him out in the boat, like, hey, go inspect this oil rig. And they're like, okay. So he leaves and he's like, listen, honey, you stay at the bar. I'll be back in a few hours, get some food, whatever, hang out with the kids. I'll meet you. Or he actually tells her, like, take the car and go get us a hotel, and then I'll be back later and you can come get me. For some reason, she doesn't do that. She hangs out at the bar for a while. And then these hooligans come and start messing with her. So she runs away with the kids to the dock.
She breaks a bottle.
Yeah, she gets in a fight. Like, she legitimately,
she has,
like goes,
a fucking bar fight.
Listen, man, those Latinas.
And then she's like, just walk calmly out of here,
well,
kids.
Yeah, well, she didn't do that until the guy started, like, molesting her daughter.
Yeah. He grabs her 15-year-old.
None of us had a problem with the fact that she did that. Yeah. Like, fine, go
oh
for it.
Oh, my God, yeah, 100%. Do it double.
Yeah, so she runs away. She goes to the dock, and she's like, the only... Oh, they slashed her tires, too, so she couldn't drive away.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I have to get out of here. She goes to the dock, and she tells the dock worker, gives him, like, $100, and says, take me to the oil rig. That's where my husband is. And that's how they explain why the family's Chocolate on the oil rig.
No, it was the other guy.
It's the other guy. Okay. The other guy. And I was like, well, you know, one of the hardest things about this movie is trying to figure out why his family is on the oil rig. And I felt like they did a decent job explaining what. I don't know. The movie it's not a bad movie. It's not bad. It's just a little boring. And I felt like the main character was not.
I think the premise was better than the movie, which sucks when that happens.
Yeah.
If you go into a movie and you're like, this is going to be terrible, and it's not, you're like pleasantly surprised. And you're like, hey, that was good. But when you go into a movie and you're like, this is going to be so fucking good.
Yeah.
And it's just
maybe our
okay.
expectations were too high.
Yeah. I think that's what it was. Yeah,
so the Black Demon's an like actual real legend, like, you know, down south. It's like something that. Been around for decades, and they basically adapted it for this movie and made it more supernatural, I think. But basically the premise of this movie is that Josh Lucas, as an evil oil man, in order to get ahead in his job, he basically fudged the safety records of this oil rig. And the oil rig sprung a leak and started, you know, spilling oil into the ocean, and people were getting sick and fired from the oil rig and all this other stuff. And it was all because he was doing what the company wanted him to do in order to get ahead by, you know.
Well, they were holding his job over his head.
Yeah.
Like, he was doing things honestly for a while, and then the company was like, you like your job? Well, if you want to keep it, you're going to start doing this. And because he had worked up his ranks, and he's, you know, he's got this new job, and he's cushy now, he's got some money, he didn't want to lose that. So he started making these sideline cuts and cutting corners
to try
and make this happen.
But ultimately,
La Loc.
Is punishing the wrong person because he's just the scapegoat.
And so, like, Josh Lucas's character, he goes along with this. And the oil company, so the very first scene, we see, like, these two divers who are going out to the oil rig in order to set a bomb. And it's, like, 15 hours later for this bomb to go off. And what the oil company is planning to do is they're planning to frame Josh Lucas for this the ecological disaster that the oil rig with its shoddy safety standards is doing. So they want him to get out there so that he can be on the rig when it blows up, falls into the ocean, and they can blame him. And at the same time, La Loc, the Aztec god of the ocean, is very much like disapproving of Josh Lucas's, like, you know, loose morals.
Yeah.
So he plans to punish him by releasing the Black Demon and, you know, killing Josh Lucas and punishing him first. And so basically once he gets out to the oil rig, it's kind of like a survival tale where he's trying to save his family and he's trying to get off the rig and all this other stuff. So the shark is just kind of there to make life harder. It's not really kind of like a movie about the shark. It's more about Josh Lucas. And
the title of the
like
movie is The Black Demon.
Black Demon.
So... Yeah, I wanted more Black Demon.
Yeah.
But I don't know, V, you've been pretty quiet, man. You're not at
I don't
all.
Have a lot to say.
Do you want more shark in the shark movie?
It sucks. I thought it was poorly acted. I thought it was poorly written. I didn't have enough shark. I didn't have enough humans getting eaten. It was nothing like what I expected, and I'm never going to watch it again.
Agreed.
I just could care less about this movie.
Agreed. I think it would have been better if the main character was actually from the town that this was taking place in, and he leaves the town to go pursue this rich and hoity-toity job.
Yeah.
And then when he comes back, he realizes that his job has destroyed his hometown, and he has to fix it by paying with his life. I think that would have worked better than having just some, like, random freaking, you know, gringo show up.
I also think the movie would have been better if it had actually been scary.
Yes.
Right? Like, you know, one of the reasons Jude loves shark movies is because, like, it terrifies her on some level.
Yeah.
And this movie did not terrify her at all.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's supposed. I feel like it was supposed to be a horror movie, but they didn't do anything that would classify this, it as a horror movie.
It wasn't scary. I mean,
there's no scary music. There's no tense. Go ahead. What's up, V?
No, no, I'm sorry. I'm stretching. I was just saying, look at the poster. The poster is got the oil rig in the background with an explosion going off the top of the crane with this giant black shark getting ready to swallow this person who's drowning in the ocean. It's very Jaws-like, right?
Uh-huh.
But instead, what we get is this silly non-body count movie that's overly preachy about keeping care of our planet. I don't care. I don't go to a movie to get preached at. You know, I'm sorry. I don't need an environmental message, an overhanded one at that, about drilling oil in the ocean. It's not what I wanted. It's not what I needed. And I'm kind of contemplating getting my $5.99 back from Amazon, to be completely honest with you, because this movie is a pile of shit. It sucks. And it's just nothing to how it's presented. There's nothing there that's even close to what it's supposed to be like. And
even the trailer was scarier.
Yeah.
When we watched the trailer, exactly. We were like, that looks freaking like, awesome. We were like,
oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it got you guys going, oh, the black demon for the last know, 6 weeks, right?
I
mean,
weeks saying that.
I was kind of excited about watching this movie. And it's just, it's like, you know, you talk about a bait and switch. This is what this movie was. It was a bait and switch. And I'm kind of annoyed about it, to be perfectly honest with you. So,
for sure.
You haven't asked me yet, but I'm going to give it 1.5 stars just because the wife was kind of cute. But that's it. That's the only reason it's getting 1/2 star, because of the wife. Everything else was just stupid.
No boobs in bad. This movie.
No boobs.
None. 1.5.
She was a sexy Latina, though.
Yeah, she was.
Jude, how about you? What do you give for a score?
So I really liked Inez. I thought the kids did a good job. Like, the teenager was a sassy pain in the ass teenager, and the little brother was a good pain in the ass little brother, and they all had like definitive characters. So I think that the movie did its job with the characters. I really liked the dynamic going into the movie, but then all of a sudden the movie had to switch the main character and it was jarring. And I wanted more Black Demon in the Black Demon movie.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate the movie. I didn't even not like the movie. I was just like, oh, that was just okay for me. So I'm going to go down the middle and I'm going to say it was 2.5 megalodon sharks.
2.5?
Yeah.
Okay. No, right down the middle?
2.5.
Okay.
Okay. Kadesh, how about you? It seems like you like this movie.
I've seen a lot of bad shark movies. That's
true. In the world of shark movies.
In a world. Go ahead.
So I think I like this movie better than you guys did. I didn't think it was a great movie, but I didn't find it insulting. I didn't find it bad. It's not like campy or anything like that. It took itself very seriously. Everything in the movie was kind of believable within the context of the universe that the movie was telling the story in. And I thought that it was an interesting kind of like character piece as opposed to like a shark horror movie type thing. So I appreciated the fact that it actually like was kind of like a serious character film as opposed to like a schlocky horror movie. So like nothing was egregiously bad about this film, in my opinion. I didn't care that we didn't get to see much of the shark because the shark was always present, whether it was like creating hallucinations for people or it was like swimming under the sea or like whatever. Overall, like I thought it was a pretty well-made movie. I'd give it, you know, 3 Jason Statham slow motion scenes out of 5.
Stop it.
Oh my goodness.
You make me so mad.
This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Just so you know, 3 Jason Stathams is negative 3 Jason Stathams.
I'm going to say, I think I'm leaning more with V. I was not scared at all during this movie. At first, I really liked the family dynamic. And then, like you said, like midway through, things kind of switch up. And all of a sudden, the main character is like just this absolute piece of shit. And I'm like, well, now who am I supposed to be rooting for?
Mm-hmm.
The kid?
The dog?
The dog? Toto?
Oh, the dog is great in this movie.
Yeah, the dog is the best character.
He's
fierce.
I was just kind of let down. That was the biggest thing, is I was so excited for this movie going into it. And then when we watched it, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That was kind of bummer.
I know.
So hey, I'm
Alex,
like,
Alex, yeah, you know, just remember now, little buddy, you're in charge now, okay? I love you, but, you know, daddy has to do some really important thing right now, so you're in charge of the family, okay? Okay, good. Can I talk to my daughter now? My precious little, my sweet daughter. You know, daddy's going to be gone now for a little while, so I love you. And
As the shark is coming and eating, he was like, I love you guys so much. I'm so sorry for making all these mistakes.
You know, we also forgot to mention that this movie has the longest 6 minutes ever.
Oh, yeah.
This guy goes from the oil rig to the base of the oil rig, and the bomb is still like, it's only been 5 seconds.
Yeah, the ticking clock in this movie definitely has some liberties taken with it. Because, you know, like, they keep counting down. And he's also taken time, as Vader pointed out, to say goodbye to his family as, like, there's, like, 30 seconds left on this bomb, and this is his only chance to, like, kill the black demon to protect his family. It was all very, like, kind of contrived. It was weird.
1.5. Yeah. I think that's the most I can give it because I was just so bummed out. 1.5 stars. 1.5 black demon sharks, because that's about how many seconds the shark was actually on screen.
I really want a good black demon movie. I'm so excited.
I know, right? Aztec god coming back to life as a shark?
The black demon.
Like, that sounds awesome. And they're like, meh. Environmental message.
This movie had a big environmental
a literal montage of how shitty we are to the planet, and I'm like, I didn't need that. Uh-huh. I mean,
it's
I get
almost
it.
Like a Steven Seagal movie,
like oil rigs. Yeah, they suck.
The
oil rigs suck when they blow up. You know, yeah, getting oil in the ocean is a shitty way of doing things. I get it. We all understand. Thanks for putting it in my movie. That's it. All right. I'm done talking about this movie. Black Demon, 1.5. You gave it a 1.5?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
1.5.
Kish doesn't count. 3 stars. Get the hell out of here.
No. three Jason Stathams, which has been established as a negative. So technically, my review is worse than all of yours put together.
Technically, All right, everybody. Well, that's it. Unfortunately, it was a rough start to August Bites this year. But we'll recover. What do we have on the docket for August Bites?
The Demeanor.
The Demeanor, which is coming out.
Demeter.
Whatever. Dracula on a boat.
The last voyage of the Demeter.
It's Dracula on a boat. Are we going to start doing that now? Instead of Black Demon, we're going to Dracula on a boat.
Like Great White Buffalo.
Great White Buffalo. Okay. So that comes out August 11th. So our review will come out a little bit after that. And then
we're going to have a twofer that day. We're going to do Sharknado.
I don't know if you could get me to do that. I'm going to try and finish both audiobooks for The Meg so that I can make Jude watch The Meg 2. Then we're going to review that. Who cares about Meg 1?
If you don't do it, I'm not doing it.
I understand the deal,
and
Jude.
And then you have to watch Sharknado. That's the deal.
That's too much.
That's the deal.
Two books and a shitty movie?
If you don't make it through both books, you have to.
This is the deal.
You have to make it through both books for me to watch The Meg 2. If you don't, then you have to watch Sharknado to make room for Dracula on a boat.
Dracula on a boat. Okay, well,
this is the deal. This is the deal.
Nonsense. Who made this deal?
You did, and me.
All right, anyway, so we have a lot of shark content coming. Hopefully, Dracula on a boat after that. And who else? Who knows what's going to come in the last week of August? We'll figure something else out. I think, what did we have on our list? Was it Deep Blue Sea or something? I can't remember.
We've already reviewed that.
Like we did? We had a list of shark movies.
The Shallows.
I
keep wanting to call it The Swallows. I don't know why.
The Spits.
You're so gross.
Why? Every time.
What is wrong with you?
She literally talked about hawking loogies and sucking them back
in. Stop. We can't talk about it anymore.
All right. We're out of here. Thanks, guys. Welcome to August Bites.
Check it out.
Dracula on a boat.